At the beginning, I mentioned we have two dimensions. One is vyakta and avyakta. Vyakta means what is seen outside. And behind what is seen, unseen is there. And they say in the Purusha Sukta also, only 1/4 is expressed, 3/4 is not expressed. 3/4, that means more than what you see outside, more is there within. We see only a fraction, but more is there within. In our daily life, we are, right from childhood, we are asking our children to be highly intelligent. Get money, get whatever you can, and go out. But we are only pushing them outside. We hardly tell them. We hardly look ourselves within. This foundation is much deeper. Much deeper. In Ramayana, in Valmiki Ramayana, it says the citizens of Ayodhya, they are saying the reason we are so wealthy, so happy, and everything in abundance, it is because of Lord Rama, his virtues and his noble qualities enriches us. And if we have someone in our life connected, our ancestors or whoever we connect with them, who is so much of having an enriched life, that enriches us also. In Valmiki Ramayana, it says we have to connect with someone who has so much of positive energy so that our life also gets flourished. And I also mentioned the bija. Every soul is called as a bija. The purpose of seed, having a seed itself is no joy. In Bunnings, if you go, or nursery, so many seeds are there, and having a seed itself, there is no joy. You have to plant the seed in the right place, right condition, nurture the seed so that the seed germinates, comes out, grows, becomes big, and flowers, fruits comes out and give shelter to many birds. That is the fulfillment of seed's life. And the seed ourselves, they say in most of our life, 99.9% of the people, the seed comes and hardly gets an opportunity to germinate. Before then, life is too short. As if I was married yesterday, as if I started my job yesterday, I am also already close to retirement. I am close to my old age. And life is going so fast. And before that, we had to make sure that the seed germinates. Seed has to come out. We have to, in Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna says, behind this seed, we have to think of the seed by itself. The seed from the shop, if I buy, it itself won't come out. You need a gardener. You have to put it in the soil. Every day you have to pour the water. You have to put the manure. Somebody has to do that one. Then only seed will come out. Having seed, every soul is a seed, by itself it won't come out. Some gardener is required. That gardener, we call it as God. In whatever religion, they attribute, may he give us an opportunity to come out. In Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna says, Bijamma sarvabhutanam vidhi partha sanatanam. I am the seed behind all seeds. I am the eternal seed. And the seed, what we see, and when we germinate, the seed is destroyed, plant has come out. Whereas he is the eternal seed. Everything comes out of him, still he remains intact. It's a metamorphosis doesn't happen. He is intact. ಬೀಜಮ್ಮ ಸರ್ವಭೂತಾನಂ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸನಾತನ ಎಟರ್ನಲ್ ಸೀಡ್. ದಟ್ ಸೀಡ್ ವಿ ನೀಡ್ ಟು ಕನೆಕ್ಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸೀಡ್ ವಿತ್ ದಟ್ ಸೀಡ್ ಸೋ ದಟ್ ಇನ್ ದ ರೈಟ್ ಕಂಡ್ಯೂಸಿವ್ ಎನ್ವೈರನ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸೀಡ್ ಗೆಟ್ಸ್ ಟು ಬ್ಲೋಸಮ್ ಫ್ಲರಿಶ್. ದಿಸ್ ರಿಟ್ರೀಟ್ ಟೂ ಡೇ ರಿಟ್ರೀಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಟ್ರೈಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಕನೆಕ್ಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸೀಡ್ ವಿತ್ ದಟ್ ಗಾರ್ಡ್ನರ್. ಮೇ ದಟ್ ಗಾರ್ಡ್ನರ್ plant this seed in a right environment, right condition. May that gardener give the right environment, right condition for this seed to come out, express the beauty. When it has to be expressed, when it is not expressed, that is another name, is called a stressed. Stress indicates I have a potential, I want to come out, but I am not getting an opportunity. I am caught in a wrong environment. That environment is not allowing me to flourish. That results in tension, stress, anxiety, depression. When the right condition comes, when the flower blossoms, plant seed germinates, blossoms, when the unfoldment happens, person becomes joy for no reason. That person has experienced oneself. That environment is right. Whatever outside environment is no longer a barrier, because that seed has found the right environment within. Most of us have told, I want to discover myself. The underlining meaning of whatever you said, I need a right environment. I am not finding a right environment within. May I find a right environment within, so that the beauty, the potential in me, may it come out. That underlining message, that another, to put it other way, everyone is saying, I need a right environment. I have a immense potential, it has to be realized before this body falls. And in this retreat, we did asana. One is the strength and the body. Body has to cooperate. If the body itself is crumbling, this seed has to grow. It has to have a container. This, in these 2 days, you will strengthen the container and will create a right environment. In the Bhagavad Gita, in the 16th chapter, Sri Krishna says, along with that one, you have to strengthen the roots. The roots of this plant, when it is coming out, if the roots are not strong, if I try to come out too quickly, small change in the weather, small breeze, small change in the outward condition, this tree gets knocked down. You need a very strong root. All weatherproof tree, you need a all weatherproof tree. For that, you need strong roots. Roots are so deep, so strong, so that no one can shake this foundation of this tree. We get upset if he says something against me. I am so upset. Why I am upset? My root is not strong. When my root is so strong, whatever hurricane, whatever breeze, whatever hail comes, I remain unaffected. That is the goal of yoga. In Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna talks about abhayam sattva samshuddhi jnana yoga vyavasthitihi danam damascha yajnascha swadhyaya tapa arjavam. He talks about 26 qualities. We'll cover that one little by little. And first quality, abhayam, not to get scared. That gardener knows where to put this seed. Don't be too anxious in your life. Leave it to the gardener. Connect with the gardener. When I do not trust the gardener, I trust outer things. I get scared in my life. What if? Don't get scared. Fearless. Be fearless in your life. Come what may. I will face it. My gardener knows where to put this seed. Trust him. Trust him, that is Abhayam. How to trust that one? My wavery mind is not allowing me to trust that one. My mind is very agitated, very disturbed. Many thoughts comes up. Sattva Samshuddhi. Try to sit for meditation. Calm your mind. Relax yourself. Relax. Calm yourself down. Relax, relax, relax. Every day, without fail, sit for meditation. Let the disturbing thoughts rising up, may it settle down. Thoughts, the thoughts which is accumulated over the lives, it keeps coming up. Not to get panicky, not to say, I can't meditate. Let thoughts keep on coming up. After certain time, the rate of thoughts rising up slows down. Initially, for every second, new thought comes up. Another way of thought comes. If I do not give up, the rate of thoughts rising slows down. That is called Sattva Samshuddhi. That is, the rate of thoughts, disturbing thoughts rising up slows down. How to reduce Jnana Yoga Vyavasthitihi? Try to acquire knowledge. Knowledge, not only the outer material science, behind the material, immaterial things. Inside, go within, immaterial. Try to acquire the knowledge. If I do not have the knowledge of myself, I want to learn about others. I want to learn about the psychology of the animals, psychology of women, I want to psychology of children, I want to psychology of elderly people. They say, understand yourself. I haven't understood myself. Jnana Yoga. Go within. Why? Go within. Go within. Deep within. Jnana Yoga. Acquire the knowledge. Knowledge is the foundation. Knowledge, Jnana Yoga, establish in the knowledge. Develop a thirst for knowledge. Thirst for higher knowledge. What is this seed? This seed, what is the purpose of this life? And who is the gardener? I can't make myself out. There is some other force beyond me. When I think I myself is responsible for everything, I am responsible as a mother, I am responsible as a father, I am responsible for an employer. When I take up the responsibility onto myself, I am responsible for the whole world, tension comes. Behind me, there is another force which is giving me the boost of energy. It is making me. If some failure happens through me, not to criticize yourself. I tried my best. That energy, it did not let me. But succeed, don't take the credit. It is because of him. Failure, because of him. You are just a conduit. Jnana Yoga Vivasthitihi. Dhanam, and not to be very short-handed. Be magnanimous in your life. Not to be very stingy person. Always counting the pennies. What I will get? What I will get? The more you start giving, more starts coming through you. Don't hold on to things. Don't hold on to things. Dhanam. Be magnanimous in life. See how your outlook changes. And wherever people need support, wherever you can help out, reach out. Dhanam doesn't mean only the money. I may not have the money, but still I can give time to the community. I can give a helping hand to the other people. Or I can say some kind words to others. Dhanam, dhamascha. To when you are going out with the to the community, one requirement, you need to have control over your limbs. Not to When you go to the party, everyday party, we talk up to 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. Next day if you ask, what did you talk? I don't know. I talk so much, I don't know. No control over the limbs. We expend our energy for trivial things. Every weekend, I am seen in every party. Control your limbs. Conserve your energy. Don't be seen as a too social person. Those who are seen as a too social person, they can't do a practice. They can't introspect. You have to cut down your social activities. Yes, you're not antisocial, but required to be present for whatever time required, be there and come back. Have control over your limbs, what you talk, and how much you eat. Everything control. Dhanam, dhamascha, yajnascha. As ever, whatever I am doing, it should be an offering. My daily practice is not limited for 15 minutes a day. And other 23 and 3 quarter is not part of my practice. Try to extend your practice for the whole day. When I am interacting with my colleagues or with its outside world or society at home, try to make it 24 hours practice. Then whole life is become a worship. Whole life becomes a worship. And this is, it's not a unique, the great people who have excelled in their lives, they have shown this one. Try to sanctify your whole life. Not 15 minutes, 10 minutes a day. Try to sanctify your life. When I start practicing that way, my children, they will be observing. Though they may not be commenting, they will be observing. And if I myself do not practice, and I ask my child, come to yoga, he said, I have seen you. Okay. I have seen you, how much yoga you do. I know how much, what I see, what yoga makes. I have seen you. Try to practice. Children will start observing you, and they will pass on the message to the next generation also. Dhanam dhamascha yajnascha swadhyaya tapa arjavam. To practice, I don't know how to do that one. I have to introspect. Swadhyaya means introspect. I need a role model. Try to read the biographies of the great people. Not biographies of how to become a millionaire in 30 days or those. Not many books are available if you go through the bookshops. Some people, the great people, read from their life history and see how I can enrich my life. That person, during the tough time, he or she went through how he or she managed the situation. Why I am getting agitated for this one? That person could handle that situation much better than myself, and why can't I do? When I start reflecting, I will be able to handle the difficult situation better. Read from Valmiki Ramayana. When today Dasharatha said, tomorrow morning, get ready, you will be the crown prince and I want to retire. And the next day, it's overnight, drama has changed, and Kaikeyi made Dasharatha to commit to his promise. Next morning, he was summoned by Dasharatha, and he said, he could not say that one. He was so terrified to say that one. Kaikeyi says, your father made a promise to me, and your father expects you to honor his promise, and he wants you to go to forest for 14 years. And Rama did not get agitated. And It's a, how can I face? It is my ego is hurt. How can I manage this one? And Lakshmana next to him, he was seething. I can bound this Dasharatha, this weak person, weak king. I can put him in the prison. Give me an order. And if Bharata or other people, anyone opposes, I can destroy everyone. But Lord Sri Rama, he said, this is the situation, whatever change of situation, calm, serenity, serenity. There is an higher thing behind that one. Whatever difficult time we are going through, it is preparing us for the next level of our study. Not to go into panic. The assignment in the test, first level, easy. And second level, bit tough. I can't say that exam is too tough. I will give up. I go into a difficult, I won't study. The exam, life is made tough for you so that you pass the exam. You pass the exam, you can take up better assignments in the life. Better role, higher role in your life. That to take up the higher role, you have to go through the tough period. Tough period, it is preparing for you. Don't criticize the other people or the creator for the predicament you are going through. When you are going through the hard time, say to yourself, please give me the strength. This load has become too heavy. Please give me strength to bear the load. Give me the strength. Pray that one. Never pray that I don't want the examination. Never pray that I don't want the tough life in my life. Tough situation in your life. Pray. May I get the strength, stamina to bear the load. That prepares us to the next higher level. In the Taittiriya Upanishad says, this human life, further up, it has to go up. Deva, Manava. And towards humanity should rise up to the divinity. This is the path. Whenever go through the tough time, do not criticize others for your predicament. Take it as a challenge. And pray to the Lord to give the strength to bear this one. That strength you get through contemplation, introspection, going through the scriptures, going through the biographies of great people, autobiography of great people, Swadhyaya and Tapa. Tapa means endure, not running away. Running away from the situation, my tough life, I will run away. And I will run away from the situation. Running away from the situation is not the solution. Face up. Some mistakes have happened, some problems have come. Yes, I'm not running away. I will bear it. I will bear the insult. I will bear the criticism from others. It's okay. It may hurt the ego, but still, tapas. That is the tapas. It's okay. I will bear the insult. Criticism, it is okay. It is. I am insulted in front of everyone. It is okay. It is a tapas. Tapa, arjavam, straightforwardness in my dealing. I pretend myself, I am a honest person, I am a sincere person, I am a good yoga teacher, I am pretending in front of you, but it is only a mask. Behind me, I have my own life. Do not have a mask. Try to have a straightforward. Whom are you trying to impress? Are you impressing yourself, inner self? Are you happy with what you are doing? Are you getting happy with what you are doing? Do not have a mask to impress somebody and have another life within. And straightforward in dealing. These nine qualities, Sri Krishna says, helps in strengthening your roots. Strengthens the roots so that roots go deeper, deeper, deeper. you become a great person. The art of becoming a great person, art of it's a finding the divinity within, and art of expressing our divinity is 9 qualities. Another 16 qualities we will touch upon this afternoon and tomorrow session, so that our roots become strong and this whatever is expressed, we become a role model for our children. We become a role model for our family members. We become a role model for the community. We become a role model for generations to come. And that role model, so that Swadhyaya, maybe someone get impressed with our life and they get inspired and they will try to strengthen the roots looking at us. Yoga means strengthen your roots by discovering yourself, discovering your potential. When you start making the foundation strong, that is the first part, and before the seed finds its way to express itself. And